Complex is a music piece composed and produced by Yan Jingfeng, and it's called 今年朵朵开 which means Golden Lotus is blooming. 接下来请大家欣赏由严静芬作曲并制作的《今年朵朵开》。Winner 关桂明 and the song is called 生命的意义是什么 which means the meaning of life. 下面要推荐给大家的是来自男高音歌唱家关桂明演唱的歌曲生命的意义是什么。
千里万里迎着风 香的花季，那一朵鲜花什么样的人生最绚丽，真正的修炼人哪定会告诉你，千难万难永不放弃，真正的修炼人定会告诉你，告诉你，千难万难永不放弃。
You're listening to The Chinese Show on CJSF FM, Burlaby. Actually, the song you just heard is called 生命的意义是什么? Which means, what is the meaning of life? And it's vocalized by Tender 关桂明. Aplex is a music piece per Fenyun Symphony Orchestra.Called 飞雪迎春 which means Slow Flakes Welcoming Spring. 收听的是 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rod Chandler Show 的音乐节目部分。刚才大家欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是由男高音歌唱家关桂明演唱的《生命的意义是什么》。接下来，请大家欣赏。由神韵交响乐团演奏的《飞雪迎春》。 Next is a song vocal by Sarah Effler, and it's called Wings Bozos. 接下来请大家欣赏由 Sarah Effler 演唱的歌曲《高贵的灵魂在风中》。Next is a piano piece composed and performed by Zhou Kuai, and it's called 爬起来 which means get up one fall. 接下来请大家欣赏由周快作曲并演奏的乐曲爬起来。
Thank you. This is a CGSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Biden proposes tripling tariffs on Chinese steel, aluminum to counter Beijing's product dumping. In a move aimed at countering China's rampant excess industrial capacity, U.S. President Joe Biden proposed a hefty tariff increase on Chinese steel and aluminum. The proposal came on April 17th while he addressed union workers in Pennsylvania. If approved, these imports could see their tariffs tripled, he noted.
拜登呼吁对中国钢铁和铝产品征收三倍关税。月17日，美国总统拜登在关键战场州宾夕法尼亚州对工会工人演讲时，提高美国对中国金属产品的关税，以对抗中共大量输出过剩产能。拜登总统说，如果提案获得通过，中国铝进口关税税率提高两倍。
During his speech at the United Steel Workers headquarters, Biden expressed concerns about China's trade tactics, particularly in the steel. China has been cheating in its steel trade practices, said Biden, as he underscored the urgency in which his administration viewed for corrective action.
拜登在钢铁工人联合会总部发表演讲时，对中共的贸易策略，尤其是钢铁行业的策略表示担忧。拜登说，中共国在钢铁贸易中一直在作弊。他强调了美国政府认为需要采取纠正措施的紧迫性。
For too long, the Chinese government has poured state money into Chinese steel companies, pushing them to make so much steel as much as possible, subsidized by the Chinese government, said Biden during the speech. They're not competing, they're cheating. They're cheating.And we've seen the damage here in America.
拜登在演讲中说，长期以来，中共将国家资金注入中国钢铁企业，推动他们在政府的补贴下尽可能多地生产钢铁。拜登表示，他们不是在竞争，他们作弊，他们在欺骗。我们在美国看到了这种损害。
Biden also stated that U.S. trade was.Been tasked with investigating these practices.
拜登还表示，美国贸易代表戴奇已受命对中共的不公贸易展开调查。
Should her findings confirm the suspected anti-competitive behavior, a tripling of tariff rates on steel and aluminum imports may. If that investigation confirms anti-competitive trade practices, then I'm calling.